Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We are talking about buying knockoffs. Like when it comes to purses, shoes, not paying designer money for designer brands and getting the lower price knockoff instead. The new Walmart Birkin bag is going viral right now. It's called a Workin, and it's a fake Birkin bag that Walmarts are selling out of. It's crazy. I ordered one because I want to see what it looks like in person. I've never even touched a real Birkin bag. I don't even know, like, from what I've heard, the process is so selective that you have to be invited into the Hermes stores to buy one. And like the whole lore behind the Birkin bag, we thought, who better to ask about it than one of my buddies? He is the owner of Max Pawn here in Las Vegas, Michael Mack. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
We are good. You are my go-to expert when it comes to purses, and because from Gucci to Chanel to actual Birkins, like, you have them all. And do you know the whole story behind the Birkin bag, and one, why it's so expensive and why it's so hard to actually buy one?
Well, Hermes, you know, is one of the top brands in the world, and they've been very, very on their game as far as having the most exclusive, whether it's the Hermes Birkin or the Kelly bag, and they've just made it difficult for anyone to buy. Even if you have a lot of money, you can't just walk in a store and say, I want a Birkin. You have to work your way up to it. So you have to purchase multiple items in leather goods and scarves and other things to be even mentioned, to even be thought of, to be put on the list. And the list is very deep. And, you know, we see now the knockoffs more and more.
Like this Walmart Birkin bag. And when you purchase items, you have a really thorough process to go through to authenticate these items. And do you actually have in your possession Kelly's and Birkins right now?
Well, Mercedes, we have one of the largest Hermes Birkin collections in the U.S. for sale. We have over 80 bags. So,
oh my God.
Wow.
Our Decatur and Flamingo store is kind of like a candy store. And so, we even have a bachelorette parties come and take photos. It's just such an odd thing to see, especially in a pawn shop. So we're real proud.
What is the price range, though, after? Okay, so like if I bought it from Hermes, what would it cost me? And if I go to you, are they more valuable once they leave the store, or do they go down in price? How does that work?
Well, you're absolutely right. They go up in price. They start about $14,000 for a leather one, and go as high as $300,000 for a white Himalayan, which is a white albino crocodile with gold hardware. So they range. As far as price is going up, yes. The moment you walk out of the store, the bag is worth more money. And Hermes, you know, they know that. And so it's one brand. It's never gone on sale in the history of its company. Louis Vuitton's very much the same. They don't have outlet malls. They don't have sales. They just have one price.
Michael, I have a question for you. We're talking to Michael Mack, the owner of Max Pawn. What is one of the first things that you look at when you get a bag and you see, oh, yep, this is fake, or you know it's real? What are the first things you look at a bag?
Well, unfortunately, we see people coming in trying to trade non-authentic bags almost every day. So, you know, we have experts that are trained. We know how many stitches are in each bag. We know exactly how they're fitted. And the first sign is that sometimes the smell of a natural, of a authentic and non-authentic is quite different. And so we use third-party authentication. We don't just depend on our people. We use a device that's called Entropy, which is a sort of a camera in a proprietary hardware that takes microscopic photos all the way down to the microfiber of the bag. It checks date codes. It checks hardware. It goes up to AI and gives us the signal, yes or no. When it gives us the yes, we print a little card like a Chanel card, and it's blockchain and stays with the bag for the life of the bag. So when we sell a pre-loved bag, it comes with third-party authentication, and that also keeps hold the value, but also tells a reseller that this bag is good.
That's wild.
Wow. Hey, Mike, I got a quick question for you. I'm asking for a friend. Can you get a bag on layaway?
Absolutely.
Why not? That is a great question.
We have a layaway. It's called the 10-10-10. So you can put 10% down, 10 months to pay, an easy payment.
Hold on, let me write this
down. Oh, seriously? how much? What's the least expensive Birkin that you own right now?
We have some Birkins that have a little bit of flaw, sometimes a little scratch in the corners. We start them about $6,000. And to put that in perspective, you know, Hermes just raised their prices another 10%. Chanel has risen their prices. A double flap Chanel bag is $13,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Luxury is going crazy. It doesn't have any reflection on what's going on in the economy. And the great thing we do is we sell authentic bags at great value.
Well, I have to stick with my fake Birkin for now, Michael. But, you know, when I hit Megabucks, you know what I'm buying. I'm coming straight to you.
Hermes has already shut down Walmart. I have a cease and desist, and there's going to be a big lawsuit there.
No.
Oh, so that means
you made it in time.
I made it in time. Oh, my God.
You made it. You squeezed in. Oh,
thank funny. You, Michael, so much. Go check out
MaxPawn
if you guys want, if you can afford one of those bags. And he's got some really like good, not as expensive ones, like, you know, your Coaches and your Junie and Burks and stuff like that. He's awesome, and he knows his business. So thank you so much for Michael. We've got Heads Up coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.